Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, Michelle. So welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. I think we've got, two more of these to do for the year?
That is correct, Miles.
All right, one down on this one, one to go before we start a brand new year.
Yeah. We got this one this week, and then we got one more next week.
Oh, we're counting this as two.
Attaboy.
All right. So we got two more to go. We got this one, and we got the next one.
Correct. The penultimate of the 2025 season.
We're getting
season.
Ready to wrap up the end of the year. Hopefully you can join us today at Tony V's up in Everett. We'll start our show at 2 o'clock, until 6. We have members of Des Rock stopping by. Also, the other band. Fuck.
You don't remember which one it is, Miles.
I just did all the research. I did four bands.
Doggone it, Miles. I told you everybody that we're going to... It's Return to Dust.
Return to Dust. Yes. That is one where Slash's son is the drummer in the band.
They will be there at 3:30.
Yes, 3:30.
I don't know. Why'd you pick drums? You just look at your dad and say, whatever.
I mean, well, I think you look at your dad and go, I can't do that. I mean, I think the order is a little tall.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, Wolfie does it.
I was going to say...
He'll be there tonight.
And look, everyone knows Eddie Van Halen.
Are you calling him Wolfie?
I was about to say, does he go by Wolfie?
Everyone calls him Wolfie. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I keep reading. He says it to about
he
himself.
He says, all right, I'm just checking. Yeah. I was like, Miles, he's a little
But here's
liberty.
A guy.
Right,
this is a setup.
He, look, he can shred on guitar.
Yeah.
Right? His uncle, Alex Van Halen, who I believe was one of the severely underrated rock drummers.
Alex Van Halen. Okay.
Alex Van Halen. Oh, yeah. Wolfie can beat the shit out of the drums. He plays the fucking blade.
Well, he plays his
he
part.
He can sing. It's like, when you look at him, it's like, God damn, dude. Seriously, he is multi-talented. It's fucking annoying.
He is, you know, he's the guitarist of his own band. He was the bassist in Van Halen. He can also play the drums.
Right? Yeah, I want to say his first album, he recorded the whole thing himself, right? So it's one of those Dave Grohl things. Yeah.
Is there some kind of Nepo supergroup that can be made?
I mean, you could, because you got
Taylor's kid from Foo Fighters. He's rocking the drums.
So Jason Bonham.
Right? Bonham's kid. Oh, well, he's a drummer, too. They're all drummers, doggone it.
All drummers. But, yeah, Wolfie, he can play his ass off.
I think Scott Weiland's son is singing in a band.
Paul Stanley and Gene's kids have...
I'm not sure what they play. Yeah.
...have gone in there.
Gene Simmons. Boy, he's been fucking opening his mouth a lot this week, hasn't he?
Oh, no, has he?
Yeah.
Gene.
Gene.
Does
Gene
anybody
and
sing?
Gene.
Does anybody sing?
Well, Scott Weiland's kid.
Okay.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
This could happen, man. I say we set this
the
up.
The Nepo Supergroup. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they love that name.
I was just saying, I don't think they have any desire to do that.
The Nepos.
But we want them to.
I think it would sell. I think it'd sell like crazy. Give us a one-off.
Nipples for Nepos. Yeah. You know, something like that. All right, so tonight, Tony V's this afternoon at 2. It's absolutely free. We'll do the show until 6 o'clock, then run over to Angel of the Winds. If you don't have an unwrapped ticket, they release some still below $55. So you can still get in, hopefully, if you want to go see the show tonight.
And it'll be fun. We haven't done anything like this in rock before.
No, Brian, it's a hell of a lineup. It's going to be a hell of a show. We get to talk to Taylor Monson in the VIP. Also get to talk to our buddies in Shinedown.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I understand just flew into town because I saw they had a posting of a Shinedown sighting at SeaTac.
Yeah, the more than likely.
I guess they're flighting it until like 1 a.m. or something.
Oh, the bros still waiting in their luggage.
How come they didn't come in yesterday?
I think this was last night.
It was last night? Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's look at last week as far as the NFL scores. Thursday night game, Detroit rolled over Dallas 44-30. I was the lone Cowboy pick there like an idiot. Jacksonville over Indy. Myself and Ted got that one right. We all picked Buffalo over Cincy. Close game.
Very close.
Everyone picked Miami over the Jets but me, like a dumbass. We all picked Tampa to beat New Orleans. New Orleans won that game.
What the hell?
Yeah. Everybody picked Baltimore but Steve. He picks the Pittsburgh Steelers. They won 27-22.
Yeah.
Over the shitty-ass, suck-face fucking Ravens. We all picked Seattle over Atlanta.
That means either you're a fan or you hate
the
team.
That was a romp. Yeah. No one picked Tennessee over Cleveland,
which is wild.
Myself and Steve picked Minnesota over Washington, who put up 0 points. We all picked Denver over Vegas.
Stupid.
Steve and Ted picked Green Bay over Chicago. Mikey and I, we fucked that up. Rams over Arizona, we all got that one right.
Because that's the Rams over Arizona.
And Mike got the Houston KC game right.
Yeah, I told you.
And we
you.
All got the Chargers over Philly. We all picked that game.
Did
which,
we?
You know, yeah, which, I mean, Jesus. You think by the odds, you might want to go for the Eagles in that one. So,
did you guys hear the conspiracy theory circling how the NFL is rigged because of that Denver Vegas game?
How is it rigged?
I'll just based on the field goal.
Yeah, the field goal. So the thing is that Denver was given 7.5 points.
Yeah.
But on that final drive, they made that stop. They said, no, stop the clock. You know, throw a flag. There's a thing. And give them time to kick to then cover the spread.
So I was 8-6.
I don't think
sucks.
That's NFL. I think that's the Raiders. So, I mean, fuck everyone betting against us. How about that?
Steve was 10-4. Ted, you were 9-5. And Mike, you're 8-6 so far on the year.
Damn it.
Steve is clearly in the lead as far as the overall scores. You've had a hell of a year picking. It's almost like you know someone. Can help you out.
That's
with
what it
picks.
Is. Yeah,
you got an inside job here.
So. Can we see the scripts?
That's right.
I read them at the funeral. Man, this is your Super Bowl. Gonna be crazy.
It's gonna be wild.
It's gonna be wild.
All right.
Yeah. You know, Joe Burrow wasn't even injured for those 9 games.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're just like, look, man, we need a good storyline for the Bengals, right? People were losing interest.
Just resting him up.
Yeah. So you got to feign his injury, you know, come back, all this kind of
stuff. I mean, that's why he's coming back with
this week. He said he didn't really care about playing football anymore. He's just like, I'm fucking tired. Right.
They broke him.
Yeah, I know they did break him. They did break him.
I mean, it's the same thing, right?
Burrow?
Joe Burrow. He basically copied Andrew Luck's speech and pasted it in an interview.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Carson Palmer's.
No, Andrew Luck.
Remember, Andrew Luck was
retired early.
No, I know. But he retired early because of injury. Burrows was more like... I've lost interest.
Oh, okay.
The organization doesn't help us.
Oh.
Like, it's not fun.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
That was his big comment. That makes sense. I play because I have fun, and when I'm not having fun anymore, I don't want to play anymore.
You know what that means?
He's not retiring. He's just like, guys, like, come on. All right. Cincinnati, we've got to change something.
Put it through the translator. Get a fucking offensive line.
Yeah.
Give me a goddamn offensive line, motherfucker.
Or I'm going out on free agency.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Also, it has to do with, right, like, you can't have one of the smallest front offices in all of football. Right, you don't have the scouts. They don't put money into it.
Right.
So the team is like fucking doomed to stay that way.
It's like Barry Sanders on the Lions back in the day. He's like, can you just release me?
And Johnson too.
Right. And they were like, no, we're not gonna do anything to help you. So he's like, fuck it, I'm out, man.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, The app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Right. We record this bad boy on Thursday. The game tonight, Atlanta in Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers. I'm going to take the Buccaneers.
So do I, but Thursday's weird. So give me the Bucs. They didn't like that loss against New Orleans.
Okay.
Buccaneers.
I'm taking Baker's Bucs.
All right. Start with the Sunday games. Baltimore in Cincinnati to take on the Bengals.
Cincy.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I gotta jump in there, too.
Yeah, let's get Ravens.
Oh, Ravens for Ted.
I hope you're right.
I do too.
Don't think you will.
Even with Brad Allen calling it.
Arizona and Houston, I'm once again going with the Texans.
Yeah.
Okay, Ted?
Yeah, I think I got Houston picked here. Yeah.
Taking Houston.
Buffalo in New England.
Ooh.
This will be a fun one.
$290 ticket. It's one of the most expensive in the for the weekend.
I think New England has a very easy schedule, but they prove they're tough this week as they upset the Bills.
Right? This is the game to prove it, right?
Yeah.
This is the game to prove it. I don't think they do. Give me the Bills.
Man.
Also, I fucking suck at this.
I'm going to take the Bills.
If you could hear my voice, just do the opposite of what I say.
Same.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bills on a close one.
Taking the Bills.
Josh Allen puts on the cape and does Josh Allen shit.
Cleveland and Chicago, I'm going to take the Bears.
Yep.
The Bears.
Ron Torbert calling that one.
No, give me the Bears then.
Bears.
Ron Torbert, not my brother.
Chargers. Chargers who...
That's the one I always get. Hey, man,
the other guy.
I'm like the other black guy.
Chargers in KC. Chargers just won on Monday Night Football.
Sean Hockley calling that one, and they are no longer in the pockets of the Chiefs. Give me the Chargers.
Chargers. I'm going to take Kansas City at home.
I'm with you. Kansas City's going to find a way to sneak into the tournament.
I agree. Taking KC.
Vegas in Philadelphia. I'm saying the Eagles.
Yeah, give me the Eagles.
Just because they're playing the Raiders.
Yeah. Give me Philly.
If my daughter's high school were playing the Raiders, I would pick her high school.
Yeah, but they're good.
That's my point. Right. They're good.
All right. New York Jets in Jacksonville. I think the Jaguars are going to win that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take the Jaguars. The Yags and the Yets.
I'm honestly thinking hard on this one. I got to make some bold choices. Give me the upset special, Miles. Give me the Jets beating the Jags.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I got to make bold choices. I'm too far back.
Division game.
Duval.
That's a division game?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not division?
No.
I don't think so, no.
East?
They're in the south.
South and east.
So, Ted, what are you taking? Jacksonville.
In Mexico, this would be the New York Jets taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Yeah.
Commanders in New York to send the Giants. Washington just didn't score any points last week, so I'm going to say that the Giants, even if they kick a field goal, can win it.
I'm with you. Give me the Giants. Even they can find a way to put up three.
Ticket price is like $7 for this game.
$22.
That's about right. I'm taking the Giants.
Give me the Giants, and also enjoy Hard Knocks this year in season as the NFC East. Ugh.
Oh, no, really?
God. Philly's falling off the face.
They're all bad.
D.C. is shockingly bad. The Cowboys are normal. They always fucking do. The Giants. Right, that is a terrible division.
Giants should have a stacked quarterback class, and they're just not doing a damn thing with it.
Cheapest game of the weekend. If you head on down to New Orleans, they're taking on Carolina. Tickets are
$12. Yes. And they're going to lose.
I'm taking Carolina.
Give me the Cats.
Detroit in L.A. to take on the Rams.
Ooh.
Tails California.
Ooh.
Who we got?
Detroit in L.A. to take on the Rams.
Come on, I'm taking Detroit because we need this.
We do.
Do you believe it?
No.
Yes, I do. Go Lions. This is the comeback for the Lions, man.
All right, I'm going to Detroit.
Because the Rams suck. They're frauds.
That might be true, but they're fraudulently getting through the fucking season.
They are. with one of the easiest doggone schedules.
I'm going to take the Rams.
Take the Rams.
Green Bay in Denver. Denver.
Give me Bo Nix in Denver.
I'm going to take Green Bay.
This is the game I'm most excited to see this
weekend.
This
is an even match.
Yeah. Both of them kind of, they'll find themselves in this game. I'm going, it's in Denver.
In Denver.
Mile High City.
It's the Packers. Denver. I hope the Packers win, but I'm taking Denver.
Everybody knows my lifelong philosophy. All you need is love.
Oh, my God.
I'll take Green Bay.
You want to hit him? You want me to hit him?
Indy in Seattle. Is anyone taking the Colts?
Nope. That's Adrian Hill calling that one.
Well, good luck.
Right. He's just going to start throwing the game.
I said this in the office. I swear to God. Now it's like this national media thing, like, it's going to be a Disney film on Sunday. Phillip Rivers might get hurt.
Right.
That Seahawks defense is tough. If they trot him out there, that could be a problem.
They got two injured people returning for that game.
I'm just saying, a Disney film goes real bad when that dude gets blasted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your email inbox is going to be absolutely crowded because I think Adrian's good for one or two bad calls against the Seahawks, and we're going to get flooded.
Here's my upset special for the weekend.
I hope he injures himself again. Fucking asshole.
You ready for this one?
Fucking dick.
I like you're already ready for it.
I'm taking Tennessee over San Francisco.
Look, bro, what I've
what
noticed.
What the hell?
Yeah.
No.
Right.
I was thinking Texans for a minute.
No.
I'm taking 49ers.
Give me San Fran.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a cake right there, man.
Niners.
Hey, man, Tennessee put up how many points last week and won?
Against who?
31. The Cleveland Browns, man. They're dominating.
Yeah. Look out.
Minnesota and Dallas.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Dallas.
Yeah. They can put up points.
They're at home. Give me the Cowboys.
All right. Clean sweep there. And we got a Monday night game, too. What the hell's that?
Featuring
Miami and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Miami and Pittsburgh. Ooh, boy.
Say it, Ted.
Fins up.
Ted. I'm going to take the Steelers.
I'm about to say, give me the Steelers.
Where are they playing?
They're playing in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. Steelers.
Okay.
Come on, Dolphins.
Tomlin's last ride.
There you go. All right, very good. Bitches, we hope to see you this afternoon up at Tony V's. Everything gets underway at 2 o'clock. Again, it's absolutely free. Just need to be 21 years of age or older. Hope to see you up there.
Yeah.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mintastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar.
GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.